Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st Century Talk for a no-bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to speak softly and carry a big stick? Right, Troy?
Right, Richie Rich, I like it.
You like it. Well, today's Movie Mondays, and Troy's here, Troy Titus Adams, you guys know. And we went to see John Wick.
With Keanu Reeves.
Reeves this weekend, and that's why I speak softly and carry a big stick, right, Troy?
Yeah. You know?
And we're gonna get to that. That was a lot of fun. And before we do that, let's thank Friday's guest. Slow Motion Celebrity was in the house. Really cool band.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had a good show on Friday. You guys want to check it out in the archives? latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. You can also check it out on my website, richtola.com, which, by the way, get a little bit of an upgrade. We added Rich Picks to the site today. That is, went through 40 shows. You know, Troy,
wow.
You've done 40 shows,
that's
right?
That's amazing. Yeah. Doesn't feel like that.
No, it goes quick. But went through those shows and picked out little 1-2 minute clips. So they're up there. Rich Clips, my favorite clips. There's 18 of them.
I like it. Rich Clips.
Yeah, looking pretty good. And so check that out as well if you get a chance. And on this day in history, I'd like to kind of look back and see what was happening. I remember this. Well, maybe I don't remember this because I was 1 year old. 1964, Sonny married Cher and she wore bell bottoms.
Nice. Yeah. See, she's such a forward thinker.
She is a forward thinker.
Yeah.
Love Cher.
Gotta love her.
She looks awesome.
Well, that's the work, Richie Rich.
Well, you know, we could have the work. Okay. Come on.
Yeah, no.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's all right. I just love her anyway.
I do love her. I mean, yeah. I play... you know what? I've Got You, Babe. When is that song?
Yeah.
I play that in my classes.
Miss Sherilyn. She's Armenian, isn't she?
She's Armenian?
Yeah, she's Armenian.
About
that.
Well, love her either way.
And, I don't know.
Love all the Armenians, yeah. Give a shout out to my Armenian friend, Audrey, yoga teacher.
Ah.
Hey, another day in history, 1938, when DuPont, this is for the ladies, DuPont announced its new synthetic fiber called nylon. Can you believe that? Nylon was made in 1938.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
pantyhose, right?
Pantyhose. Well, I guess all that. A lot of stuff.
Yeah,
pantyhose, nylon.
Yeah,
it's a big staple in our world, no doubt. In 2004, who remembers this? We remember this. 10 years ago today, the Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years, breaking the curse of the Babe.
Oh, wow.
Well, you Boston fans. I'm a Yankee fan, so,
86 years. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yep. Went for a long time when they traded the Babe. And in 1682, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was founded.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's my alma mater, University of Pennsylvania, big Ben Franklin fan. So, hey, give a shout out to everybody in Philadelphia. Enjoy your anniversary. And on that note, Troy.
We've got a nice little swoosh.
A little swoosh. We're going to go around the globe for some latest news stories. Calling this, well, it's sad, but it's called To Hell in a Handbasket. Why am I saying that? Because sad news coming out of Washington State, 34 miles north of Seattle. Did you hear about this freshman, popular freshman, Jalen Freiberg?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He opened fire on Friday in a crowded lunchroom at Mayersville Pilchuck High School. Okay. The death toll is up to 2. 4 students are injured. It's pretty scary. And he, well, let me tell you about what happened here if you folks hadn't seen it. He did take his own life, but students Zoe Galasso and Gia Soriano, who's 14, have died. He fired 6 bullets into the back of his cousin and friends at a lunch table and said he was spurned by a love interest of a gal who chose his cousin over him. But it's really unexplainable. He had 2 critical condition. He, seriously injured. Then a teacher came to the rescue. A teacher ran into the cafeteria, heard it, saw the students down. Megan Silberberger, She grabbed him by the arm. He had a Beretta, a 40 caliber handgun they said was traced to his father. Now here's a freshman a week ago was voted the homecoming prince. And there's a quote that they said, I know it seems like, well, this is what he wrote. Oh, this is what the freshman wrote on Twitter. He says, I know it seems like I'm sweating it off, but I'm not. And I never will be able to. He's talking about the relationship, love. I guess.
Yeah, the problem is that these teenagers have teenage problems, juvenile problems. But when you mix it with an adult medium being a gun, there are deadly consequences because they don't understand. They don't understand. That relationship, when he's like 30 years old, he's going to laugh at the fact that his cousin went out with that exactly. girl. You know what I mean? But right there in that moment, his heart is broken. And he has a gun, but he doesn't really realize the ramifications of that piece of deadly equipment. He can't. He's 14.
No,
the gun
can't.
Control in
heartbroken.
This country scares me and infuriates me.
Scary things happening, folks. So, hey, if your kid's out there, you got to work it out, right? It doesn't matter what it is. Nothing is that bad. We talk about suicide on the show. We talk about things like this. I mean, you can't be, getting a hold of a gun nowadays with all the movies. We're going to talk about this movie.
Yeah, but this was his dad's gun. So it's parents who have guns in the home. You've got to get rid of them in the home somewhere where your kid cannot find them.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. I don't know exactly where he did get the gun. It says it was traced to his father, but if he did get it or take it from the house, that's, you're right. You got to be locked up.
Locked up.
Be careful. I don't know. Sad story coming out of Seattle, but we're going to move on here. This one's called Without a Trace. This is kind of interesting. This happened over the weekend. There's mystery in Colorado after a man vanishes without a trace during halftime at the Broncos game as his son waited in their seats. Yeah, Paul Kitterman. He went to the bathroom but never returned. Yeah, the guy's still missing. His son Jared searched the stadium, spoke with security, and then he checked the jails and the hospitals, but there was no clue. I mean, this guy wasn't to be found. Okay, this was Thursday night that it occurred. Now, they've been searching through the weekend, still haven't found them. The Broncos are playing the San Diego Chargers. Okay, and this 53-year-old guy, the dad, he went to the bathroom, never came back. It's
sounds
kind of strange.
Like 24 or one of those flicks. Sounds like he might
it's
be
kind of weird.
KGB or FBI or, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I saw a picture of this guy. He's not a tech guy.
No?
He had $50 in cash, they said. He didn't have credit cards or a cell phone. Nah, these were...
If he must have maybe had a mental breakdown or an episode or something, because if someone would have punched him out or dragged him out, everyone would have seen, right?
You would think. I mean, I think maybe something happened. Maybe you're right. It could have been. But why is he still missing? I mean, we're talking 3 days later, longest, most miserable 3 days of our lives, they're saying.
He might not remember who he is. He might have had some kind of seizure. I mean, he may be on medication, might have taken something at the grounds. Who knows?
Well, but nowadays with all these videos, cameras, whatever, I mean, you would think they can go back to the video. I mean,
not
all
in the bathrooms.
Well, not in the bathrooms, that's for sure. But they didn't find him in the bathroom. So he had to leave the bathroom. I mean, there's no way they could have. I don't know. This is
well,
a strange
odd.
One. Father disappears, 53 years old, and they're saying it's totally, totally unexplainable.
I hope he just knocks on the door and says, I'm home and something. You know, I really do. I hope
didn't
he's
run
safe.
Away.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good. Well, good luck over there in Colorado. Hopefully.
Thinking of you.
Hopefully things work out. The guy shows back up. But for the next story, calling this premature ejaculation.
Oh, dear.
Well, maybe we should call it premature celebration is a little cleaner word here.
Thank you.
Rookie mistakes. Our boy Sammy, back to the NFL. Buffalo Bills rookie, Sammy Watkins. You know, he gained 84 yards on a play. I watched this. Check it out on the video. Second quarter catch against the New York Jets. The problem is, that was yesterday. Problem is, should have been 89 yards. Should have been a touchdown. I mean, what the hell does this guy start doing? No kidding. Catches the ball, starts celebrating. Pointing to the stands, kind of trying to, you know, kind of cruise his way in. He takes his foot off the gas, gets tackled. Boom. That was stupid.
Duh.
They did score, though, to take a 21-7 lead, but...
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Yeah, all those fantasy footballers. Could have used those points, I'm sure, but I don't know what the hell he's thinking. Sammy, keep going. It's like, you know, in baseball, they teach you, you got to run through the bag.
Be humble. Don't celebrate until it's time to celebrate.
Well, you got to complete the play.
Yeah,
that's
of course
like it,
you
with,
do.
With anything, right, Troy? Whether you're in the gym, you know, you don't finish, you don't reward yourself until it's completed. You cross the goal line.
Until
I mean, that's
the
what
job
it's
is
there
done,
for.
Right?
It's all bullshit, this guy, rookie. I don't think he'll be doing that again ever.
No.
No, they tell you that, especially in baseball. You got to go through. You can't give up. Don't never give up, especially if you take on the task, follow through. Do what you say. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, say what you do.
Do what you say, say what you do. Holy cow. So moving on to another cool story. I'm calling this Smile, You're on Boozer Camera. Did you hear about this one, Troy? It's an application out there, but it's... Take a look. What do you think you're going to look like after 20 years of alcoholism?
Oh, yeah. Rough.
Yeah, there's this California-based company called Rehabs, with an S, rehabs.com. They released an, quote, alcoholic tool that shows you what your face will look like if you keep drinking, heavy drinking, for the next 20 years. Yeah, check it out. It basically captures the negative effect of excessive drinking can have on your appearance. And yeah, I didn't actually load up a photo because, you know, I don't drink alcohol.
I don't either, but I would like, well, the odd glass of red wine, but I would like to do it.
You should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out. I'd really like to do it.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's a website. You just load up
just
a picture.
Just see what I'm missing, you know.
Well, I mean, it might be pretty serious, but everybody knows that alcohol can cause depression, liver disease, and put you in an early grave, not to mention the harm it could do to others, right? We give a lot of get your shit together awards to people who have been boozing. So this, little site here. You click the start button. It's pretty straightforward. Upload a picture. Maybe do a webcam of yourself. Boom. You can see yourself age. Because alcohol is a diuretic. You know what that means. It dehydrates. Right. The skin, the hair. It saps the body of vitamin C, vitamin A. I mean, we can go on and on and on. But basically, it's like smoking. Smoking or alcohol makes your skin. I remember that Seinfeld episode when Kramer... His face, he's been smoking so much, his face was like a catcher's mitt. He goes, oh my God, your face, Jerry, was all over him because his face was getting all brittle. But no, it can definitely do that. Everybody knows about the red and blotchy and skin rashes that can occur, not to mention the notorious drinker's nose. So all sorts of things, dark circles around the eyes. Basically, what they're really saying is alcoholism or any abuse of alcohol is neglecting your health in general. And Troy, we talk a lot about that.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to talk about health later. And but yeah, and then it's kind of like it made reference to, this is kind of interesting. We did talk about this a couple weeks back about the study that was done about men bonding more and smiling more when they're drinking. Right.
Yeah.
But they also said that that could turn into problem drinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't affect women the same way. But
everything in moderation, really and truly.
Truly. Alcoholism is something that if you're battling with that, you got to seek help.
Well, didn't we just lose a celebrity? An actress, Elizabeth Peña. Yeah.
Passed away from alcoholism.
Yeah, from alcohol abuse.
Yeah, there's nothing good's coming out of that.
No.
I mean, I drank for many, many years, but last 7 years, it's been tremendous. Let me tell you. Anybody thinks that they're connected to that bottle, you are not. You could easily let it go. Well, take steps to do it, whether it's the AA. I mean, I did hypnotherapy, but any type of therapy, but
yeah,
you
as
can
long
do
as you,
it.
As long as you try, as long as it's something you want to do, you want to give it up,
gotta
I
do
believe
it.
You can do it.
You can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Set your mind to it. This one here, well, I don't know about this gal, do anything. Free at last, we're calling it. This is my home state, New Jersey. This gal, nurse, was with Doctors Without Borders. You know, they had a lot of folks go over to Sierra Leone. On Friday, she got back. She flew into Newark Airport in New Jersey. Casey Hickox, 33 years old, and she was confined. Governor Chris Christie confined her to isolation. It was an isolation tent. She had 101 degree Fahrenheit forehead scan. Now, she didn't take a thermometer. The thermometer later showed she was 98.6. So she really didn't have a temperature. They held her in an unheated tent with no shower, no flushable toilet. She was guarded by police. It's in the parking lot of the hospital. It's a 15 by 20 foot tent. Kind of interesting. Wow,
that's intense.
Intense. Yeah.
Not poor because he's a Republican, but poor Chris Christie. Because here we go again. He's going to get it wrong.
He's going to get it wrong. Get up there in the firing line. Well, he held her against his will. She hired an attorney, said it was inhumane, but he did say they're going to release her today. She was symptom-free. I mean, he talks about what they're doing with the state of New York, you know, New Jersey and New York. I mean, that's kind of what they're doing. They're saying, we got to quarantine you for 21 days. But, she's going to get discharged.
But, Rich, there's quarantine and quarantine, okay? Mm. Even animals are not quarantined like that. They still have facilities to be looked after whilst they're being quarantined. I mean, no flushing toilet and all of that. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, it's Ebola. You know,
well, what I will say is I definitely think they need to take stringent action, and they have when they get somebody coming in. I mean, especially now, they're going to transfer her now to Maine, where her home is, through a private carrier, nothing public, no commercial planes, right. Airliners. But, you know, this mandatory 21-day quarantine, any person who comes in contact with Ebola patients in West African nations, I mean, I don't know. What's wrong with that? I mean, they're coming here, right? Ebola's here. And it's coming from there. We know that.
Right.
So maybe the 21 day, but maybe they got to quarantine you at least a couple of days when you're coming back.
I'm all for being quarantined, but there are ways to be quarantined, right? We've seen it. You know, they have it on television and in the movies. You have a room.
Oh, you're saying the style, the 15 foot 15 by 20 foot
tent. Don't put her in a
tent.
She can be in a room. She can have a flushing toilet. They can all have protective gear.
Well,
I mean, come on,
there.
The technology is here. She should be able to watch TV and do all of those kind of things. There's no reason, right, that they can't just destroy that room afterwards, after she's been in it. But make it as comfortable as possible whilst she's being quarantined. Of course she wants to go home because it's in a tent. If it was in a state-of-the-art room, right, she might be a little less reticent to call an attorney and seek, you know, to get out of prison. It's just my thoughts on it. I think we're acting like, you know, we're a third-world country when we really have all the technology to cope with this.
Well, I don't know. My concern is what I've been saying for weeks, if not a month. They say they have it under control. What does that mean, under control? Now, I think you bring up a good point. Maybe every hospital should have a designated area for quarantining, and they should be prepared now. I mean, come on. This has been around for the last four to 6 weeks.
Or an island.
They
put all the bad people in Guantanamo Bay, right? So how come there's not a beautiful island somewhere that they can just build a facility? Right, quick. They can.
Well, I don't know about that. Build an island. Now you got to get them there. There's transportation. Yeah, but all this interaction, it's like a transaction. Anytime there's a transaction, money gets lost, right? So if you're moving this person around, maybe she's going to infect other people.
No, but that's why you move her from West Africa straight to the island.
So
we have a quarantine
kinda like,
island.
Governor's Island over there. Well, yeah,
simple
coming
as.
Into New York. Sure. Well, that's interesting.
Why bring it onto mainland? That doesn't make any sense to me. Bring it somewhere where it's not going to harm anybody else. You've got
transition.
You've got dedicated people who are well versed in Ebola, who know how to get rid of all the equipment and so on and so forth. And you send everyone there. They're quarantined. They get better, and then they come back mainland.
And they can study it better. Because think
Absolutely.
About it. If you've been in contact with these folks, once you come back here, then you're kind of in the population. That's an interesting. I like that.
It just doesn't make sense to me that they would try and infect a nation by bringing them to the mainland. I mean, really?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go over to Kickstarter and see if we can raise money to buy an island? Or maybe Ellison. I think Ellison just bought an island, right?
Well, Zuckerberg just donated $20 million to find the cure for Ebola. So please, there's islands out there that they could build a makeshift quarantine area.
I like that concept of creating a quarantine location island or something like that. That's interesting. Well,
beautiful ocean. You know.
Well, good luck to Casey. Good luck to all the Jersey folks dealing with this. Governor Christie. It's challenging.
It just means he's not going to get the vote.
Nah, well, who knows? We're not political on this
show. Sorry, no, we're not political.
We're not political. Okay. I'm not voting in.
Do you want
New
a disclaimer
Jersey.
For me? I have a disclaimer for Troy.
Troy, you're on a roll today. What the heck happened over the weekend? I don't know. She comes in here all riled up.
Firing.
You are firing on all cylinders. Woo. All right. Let
what
me
you
move
got
on.
Next?
Let me go here. Blind as a bat. That's what we're calling this is the story.
I like that.
This one's actually, and I know someone who experienced this last year. No kidding. Novelty contact lenses worn for Halloween, okay? They can cause blindness and, quote, this is by the experts, quote, should never be worn. Now, I will say, a friend of mine did this last year. These lenses, which you could buy online in fancy dress shops, okay, they can cause ulcers, tears on the cornea, infections, permanent sight damage. There's no question. My friend did this last year. He put those eyes in, and he never wore contacts because that's the problem. Many of the people who wear these don't really know the proper way to put in a contact. I wore contacts many years ago, and I had a problem just getting them in. You scratch your eyes a lot. And then there's poor hygiene associated with it because there's bacteria that could get in there. So think about it. Thousands of partygoers are risking going blind by using a novelty contact lens. My friend did it last year. He had problems with it. He scratched his eyes. He had to go to the doctor. He had to get drops. I mean, it's real serious stuff here. Now, this is some more news here, okay? The eye, everybody knows how delicate it can be. And if you're putting something on it, right, it's dangerous. It's kind of insane, really, if you've never worn them. And why would you want to do that just for the decorative nature? But if you do want to do that, go see a doctor and get them fitted properly. Like it, as if they're prescription contact lenses. Should
Absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. An ophthalmologist.
Got to go see the right people. Do the right thing. Okay? And Simon Greer, spokesperson for General Optical Council, said lenses should not even be on sale.
It's true. I agree with him.
It's not worth the risk. It's really not worth the risk, people. Because if you're putting things in your eyes, I mean, I know it's kind of cool. It's kind of funky. My buddy looked pretty cool when he did it. He played Dracula in the eyes, but he was miserable. Okay. And guess what he did? He kept drinking more, Troy, to numb the pain. You believe it? Wackos.
Oh, wackos.
Wackos. And on that note, John Wick.
Oh, are we there already?
Yeah, we are. That was quick, huh? Got to get to the John Wick quick. Well, let me give you a little preview here. Ex-hitman comes out of retirement to track down gangsters. They're Russian gangsters, right, Troy?
Yep.
Who killed his dog and stole his car. Well, it's a real car, 69 Ford Mustang. It's the fastback. Yeah, there's some cars in here. He also drove a 1970 Chevelle SS. But here we go. Keanu Reeves. There was Michael Nyquist was in there. William Dafoe. He was good. I liked him.
Yeah, he was great.
Remember John Leguizamo had a little role in there.
I like John Leguizamo.
Alfie Allen. He's from the Game of Thrones. Remember that guy? Yeah, he was the son. The son. And Adrienne Palicki. She's been around for about 10, 12 years. You know her? She's been around. So she was the other hit gal. This movie it premiered on October 24th. So it just premiered. Did $14 million. Came in second place in the box office this weekend. To Ouija did $20 million and Fury did $13 million. So Fury's kind of close behind. And the critics, well, I think it's split. I think a couple of them like, a couple of them don't. Saying Reeves channels the Clint Eastwood sort of Dirty Harry energy, and he gets it 50% right, so they say, which is good enough for this flick. Well, speak softly and carry a big stick. I mean, that's what he does, right? John Wick.
Yeah.
Couple other things. It's definitely entertaining, right, Troy?
It's definitely entertaining, yes.
It's got a low-key vibe. Mm-hmm. What I thought was the coolest thing about the film, it was funny. It was surprisingly funny. I laughed a lot. Don't tell. There was just so many one-liners. What do you mean? You're looking at me like, no, I was laughing. I thought the movie was...
No, I was laughing because it was so over the top and implausible that I really had to suspend belief.
Really?
And so I did laugh because they put in that line as he's killing one of the baddies, you killed my dog and stole my car. Right. And I was like, why would you do that? Now, you know, I had lots of issues with it.
There was, well, you could have lots of issues. It was intense. It was intense. It was mysterious. Dark cinematography, right?
I loved that aspect of
it. The noir rain-soaked streets.
Yeah, I like that. I did. I like that.
It was gritty, but it was surreal. I felt like New York was not really New York in this film, but right. it was New York.
City. Yeah, I had a few issues with it. But okay. One little coincidence, though. Did you see Lance Reddick and Clark Peters, who were both in The Wire, who were both in playing, you know, undercover cops?
They good guys or bad guys?
Harry was Clark Peters.
Oh.
Yes, and Harry. Then the guy who checked in at the hotel.
Oh, right, right,
right. They're both from The Wire.
Oh, right. Okay, now we're talking. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, there was
some good little performances, for sure. Lovely cinematography. Love the violence. Sorry, I just really like the martial arts aspect.
I thought that was amazing.
The fight choreography was really well executed, I thought. I didn't expect Keanu to be that good or that facile.
I loved him in this. I really did. I thought he did a great job. Do you remember Bridget Moynihan is in here?
But yeah, I like her.
She was the wife, right?
Yeah.
I like her a lot. I worked with her, actually, in New York City way back.
I was on,
I think it was Kidnapped. Was that a show called Kidnapped? She was on that. But, I think it was Kidnapped. Mm. I'm not sure. There was a couple. I did some background back in the day when I first got started. There's a lot of killings, right?
A lot of blood.
A lot of blood. Well, wait a minute. Let me take that back. I don't know if there's a lot of blood. It's not like Fury. There's a lot of killing. I didn't say a lot of blood.
Okay. All right.
You agree with that?
Well, it's a lot of gunshot wounds.
A lot of gunshot wounds. I mean, no, there's a lot, but the blood's not spewing.
Well, a lot of people were shot in the head. Didn't you notice that?
That is true. Yeah, a lot of people got shot in the head.
So there was a lot of...
Yeah, there was some brain spilling out.
A lot. Because that's where we got them, which I thought was rather interesting.
Okay, now I'm going to agree with you on the blood. And he kind of wears blood. He's a great fighter. I will say, Keanu Reeves, he's a great fighter with these scenes. Mm-hmm. I think he is. I mean, the stuntman did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Okay, some negatives here. No romance. Rarely is there any really in an action thriller, right? Nowadays.
We don't need it.
Don't need it. It's no sex.
Don't need it.
Nah, he could have had some. I mean, maybe he could have hooked up with the Adrienne.
Didn't like her in it.
You didn't like her?
I thought it was overacted, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking he could have hooked up with her, but that wasn't going to happen. Little repetitive. A lot of people get killed. Believable? You're saying it's not believable.
Some of the dialogue was a little bit iffy.
Well, the dialogue was a little shaky, but I will
say... But I get the story and the killing of my dog and the car. The way... If that had happened, I would be as angry. It's the significance of what those items mean to him. But when you say it out loud, it sounds laughable. And I thought that maybe the director could have not said that because we get it. We get the reason why he's that angry because it's given in the story.
A little bit of a cheese factor there.
Yes.
I'm going to give you that. Yeah. A little bit of a cheese factor, which makes it funny, which to me makes it funny. And what I liked about it is all the warehouses. Kind of like how they use warehouses a lot. Great for killings, right? Everybody sees them. The city's all around you, but you're not really, you don't feel like you're in the city. That's what I got with this film. And again, the fight choreography to me was, they keep getting better and better. Better and better. How one guy goes through all that he does get beat up a little bit.
He does.
But
I think makeup could have done a little bit better on his face.
I think so, too. The blood seemed a little Halloween-y.
Bit of choreographed. Oh, he's got a cut on his eye and just a cut on his cheek. And I'm like, he got smacked in the face pretty hard. He should have a few more bruises. I think they could have done that. I think Keanu would have still looked as pretty, even if he was beat up a little more. So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
How about the gold coins? I kind of like the use
that.
Of the gold coins.
I did.
And the cleaners.
Yeah, I love Charlie and his crew.
Oh,
yes.
I love the cleaners.
Yes.
I
think of, not giving too much away folks. We really aren't. But
awesome
that's
tattoos,
awesome.
By the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lots of tats. Yeah. And the dog is symbolic. You know that. And I'm not really a dog person, but I will say in this film, and that's why the ending is pretty cool, too, especially if you're a dog person.
I think that was very cheesy.
The ending?
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool if you're a dog person, no?
I just thought it was too cheesy.
Okay. There's a lot of cheese here, but I find it entertaining. What do you say, Troy? I mean, I'll tell you. I know you're going to be different than me. I know it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that just as it was getting cheesy, they would put in like a really tough moment. So then I was back on track with, he's going to get them. And then there'd be a bit more cheese. And then I'd be like, and then we'd get some more violence. And I'd be like, okay.
you know what I find? This is prevalent in all these films. I watched Elysium last night. I was watching that. I was watching Oblivion. I watch all these films, right? I love all these guys. Cruise, I mean, Matt Damon, Cruise, Ben Affleck. I mean, they're kind of my era. So what you find is, it's kind of interesting, same in this film. Do you ever notice that when it's a critical scene and there's some real good dialogue coming up where he's leaning over somebody, it's like all the action stops behind him. Like, where are all the bad guys? Yeah. They got put on hold so we can do this scene. I mean, I was watching that last night with Matt Damon. He's got a scene, but like, where the heck come everything sort of stopped? It's like time stops.
Right.
Let's bang out this scene and then go back to killing people.
Right.
You get that a lot. Which, it's movies, so you got to do that. But it kind of slows the, what I found is a continuity problem in this film, Troy. Uh-oh. Did you find it?
I think
it happened. Do you guys know what continuity is? Continuity is when something has to, well, we talked about, Troy, you made that comment before where you saw a plastic bottle in the Downton Abbey episode.
That's right.
Or it's like if the guy's wearing a blue shirt and his sleeves, okay, in this particular instance, the father, okay, his sleeves are rolled up. He had the incident with his son. He took his jacket off, gave the kid a little, roughed him up, and then, boom, puts the jacket back, but his sleeves are already buttoned. Like, you know, in order to put a jacket back on, guys, you know this, you can't have your sleeves sort of cuffed up, because when you put the jacket on, the sleeves are going to roll all the way up to your biceps. So you got to have those sleeves buttoned. And the way he went from sleeveless to jacket, how'd you get the button? It's like, I'm always thinking of these little quirky things.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Little simple
but
things.
But I know the scene that you meant.
You know the scene. Yeah, well, we give it, we go 0, 1, 2, or 3 thumbs. What do you think?
Well, we're going to be different. I'm going to bring up my favorite action flick of the year thus far, which of course is The Equalizer, that also had in baddie Russians. Now, in comparison, you look at The Equalizer, you look at the violence levels, pretty the same. But the acting and the story content, there's not an ounce of cheese there, really, the way that it's done.
The Equalizer. I agree with that.
It's really well done. So when you put it up against a similar film like John Wick, it could have so been a great vehicle for Keanu, I think, in a more of a Denzel Washington vein. What I think is he's ended up in is more of a Jason Statham vein. Now, I love Jason Statham. He's the king of the train thingy movie.
Trainspotting.
Yeah. Is it Trainspotting?
That's Trainspotting.
Transporter.
Oh, Transporter. You're right.
Transporter. Trainspotting is Ewan McGregor.
You're right.
The Transporter movies, because that's his niche. He can bang those movies out. I feel like Keanu has been put in that realm of movie rather than The Equalizer realm. And I think had there been a little bit different direction, it could have gone more of The Equalizer, where you can actually take it seriously and where you can really believe in the story. So it gets half a thumb for me.
Half a thumb?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It gets half a thumb.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woof. Wow.
It does.
Holy cow.
Because I was like, really? Ugh. Yeah.
I might have to reevaluate. I'm like thinking, wow, half a thumb. I struggled with this. I struggled between 1.5 and 2.
Because you knew what was coming next.
I like Keanu Reeves. I thought he was very intense.
So that's
why he gets my
half a thumb.
He did a great job. Well, I didn't like the father. I will say that. The old man in this film. I don't know. He seemed to act. I like Keanu in this film. I mean, you know what? I got to pick one, though. I'm giving it 2 thumbs. I am.
Wow.
I'm giving it 2. I'm telling you, I like this movie. Okay. I like this movie. I like the comedy in it. I like, I mean, he was badass, but not over the top. I think he, you know, he internalized what he needed to for this role. But, man, you really beat the crap out of this. Half a thumb. Holy cow. Yeah, wait a minute. The Equalizer. Oh, come on, Troy.
Okay. I mean, the whole, you know, the ringing up of the phone and uninvited guests. And yes, and I will be down for dinner. That whole kind of...
But that's the movie. The movie is kind of like almost like a tongue-in-cheek.
It's like a tongue-in-cheek
action thriller that's a little different than what everybody else is doing, I think. It was funny. I mean, you didn't laugh. I was laughing. The guy next to me couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, but I don't think it was meant to be.
I think it was meant to
be. Oh, you
do? I do. I think the comedy was meant to be. Definitely.
But then you just laugh at the movie because then it's laughable. It's not a comedy.
No, it's not a comedy, but there's... Troy, I'm looking at it like this. I mean, this is a film. You go and it's got all this darkness, all this killing, all this creating, but you're laughing. You're laughing at the... And you're not laughing... To me, it could have happened. All that stuff could have happened.
All right.
These are elite guys here. Who knows?
Okay, all right. I'll upgrade it to one.
Oh, okay, good. Oof.
Okay.
So between you and I, we got a 1.5. All right, okay. I'll give it a one.
I'll give it. I'll okay, because I did like Keanu in this, and I did love the fight choreography. I thought it was really good.
I thought it couldn't be better. So, I haven't seen any better, even better than the Bourne movies, I think.
I don't know about that, but I thought it was good.
I do.
Yeah.
There's too many of them. Like, how many guys did he fight in this film?
Yes.
Like 100?
With a gun. What I like about The Bourne is it's a lot of empty hands fighting. For all you martial arts heads out there, a lot of empty hands as opposed to gun shots or gun yielding. But I thought the way that he held the gun, the speed of the gun, the up, the down, and in the stomach, that was very well choreographed. And you don't see that very often with a gun.
And he's reloading?
Those intricacies of how he took out the baddies.
Yeah, I think he went to a new level. I really did. So I've seen him in all his films.
Okay, so I'll give it a one.
Give it a one. I give it a two. And so there you go. It's somewhere in the middle, but it's worth seeing. Worth seeing in the theater, and I'll see it. I'll see it again. I'm not sure if I'll hit the theater again for it, but I'll watch it again when it comes around.
Yeah.
I just wish there was a little more romance. I want to see something going on, hooking up with somebody. Come on.
He's grieving over his wife. No. No, I like it. I think it would have been too much.
Okay. All right, over the wife. I get that. He was truly in love with his wife.
Yeah, and
wish
that's
we
the
saw
whole
her
point.
A little more.
Yeah.
But you know, Troy, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Move on. Let's move on to another topic. Troy's here. We love health and fitness.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do. And I got this out of a website called TotalBeauty.com. I don't know if you ever checked this out, but they had 8 mind tricks to get the most out of your workout.
Okay.
I like this. So we're gonna bang out these 8 real quick. Okay, number one, which we talk about. And Troy, all these, it's what we talk about. Number one, focus on the health benefits, not the physical appearance.
Yep.
I mean, you're a big proponent of that. I believe in kind of both. I think you got to think about physical appearance because you're going to the gym, you're working out. I mean, you want to feel better. It's all about your health, but it does help you to look better. I do. I believe that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can be healthy and overweight. Does that make sense?
Can't be healthy and overweight.
I mean,
at the
I don't mean
time.
You can be healthy and overweight, but you can't. If you're carrying excess fat, that's unhealthy. Now, you can work out your cardiorespiratory system and be healthy as a big person, but ultimately, you're still unhealthy because you're carrying extra adipose.
I agree
so, I think you do have to care a certain amount about your appearance and not say, oh, well, I'm in the gym and I'm still 300 pounds, but I'm going to the gym every single day. Because, yes, that's okay for your heart, but the other... ramifications of being overweight, they are still in the mix.
They're connected. So
they're all connected.
Focusing on the health benefits, no doubt. You got 80%. You got to be saying, I got to do this for my health, but also bad benefit. And think about posture, guys. Definitely think about posture because that's key. Number two, believe that exercise is fun. No kidding. And do what you love. I mean, if you're someone who likes to walk, bike, whatever, pick something you like to do. You like to swim, do it. That's going to keep you motivated. Number three, they say, use a reward system to increase your motivation, but not food.
No, vacation or something, a weekend away or a treat or a dress or a new pair of pants or a Yeah. Something.
I disagree. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that one, this whole reward system, because, you know, to me, that's another bullshit thing where, okay, great, I worked out five times this week. Let me go buy a dress and let me go eat like a maniac.
But no, I don't believe in the work, the eating. But I do think if you're going to start dropping dress sizes, you're going to need new clothes anyway. So just go and buy yourself the pair of pants that you can now fit in.
Well, that I like. Don't just use it as, okay, great, I'm going to try to get this in there. Then I'm going to go buy something and then party.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, use that properly. All of these, obviously, you got to be smart. Number four, bring a friend. No kidding.
Buddy system.
Yeah, buddy or rivalry. That all helps.
Yeah.
Just stay motivated. The key is every single day. You got to be motivated. Do it. Number five, visualize. That works.
Yeah.
It does work.
Power of
see yourself going.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you're tired, you wake up. And this happens, right? You wake up, you're running late, whatever. But you got to visualize it. I do believe that. You got to visualize. And if you couldn't do it that morning, see yourself doing it at night. Find the time. Say, I'm going to do it. 7 o'clock, I'm going to hit the bricks. I'm going to walk for 30 minutes. You can do it.
Right.
Right. Number six, they call this the 1 minute magic. I like that. Setting mini goals. So instead of saying, okay, I'm going on a 2 mile jog, they say, why don't you break it into four parts? So I'm only going on 4 half-a-mile jogs.
Yeah.
And combine them. And then you could maybe go a half a mile, stop, look around, whatever, keep going.
Yep.
But that's some way to do it. You could you know, chop it up into little pieces. I like it. Number seven, crank up the beats. Crank up the volume, music. I love music.
Oh, music is a great motivator. I can't do without it.
The best.
Yeah. So I say get a really good playlist and each time add a song on so you can go a little bit further, a little bit further. And before you know it, you'll be doing a 2 hour playlist and won't even know it.
No, she's right. They're awesome. I change my playlist up every week.
Oh, yeah.
Got to mix it up. And then I have about 350 in this one, 350 songs in this one. And you know, when you hit shuffle and it's for some reason, the same songs keep playing. But no, music, definitely. I definitely hit it harder when I got the music jamming, a little Daughtry in the background. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And number eight, this has been my favorite for a long time. Choose a mantra.
Mm.
What's a mantra? My mantra is strong body, clear mind.
Oh,
you know that,
nice.
Troy, from way back when. So pick a mantra. What is it? Whatever it is for you. You know, they say one mantra is stay strong all day. Doesn't matter. Keep repeating things to yourself.
I say be it, live it, you are it.
Be it, live it, you are it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. You said that to yourself?
Yeah.
And people, you have to say it. I say it out loud. You say it out loud?
Yep.
I have a couple mantras that I say. I do. And I say them out loud, especially in the morning, wake up, stand up straight. You got to do these things because motivation is key. I mean, Troy, you've been working between you and I with, what, about 50 years combined?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
no bullshit. Been working out. You got two people sitting here together. We've worked out 50 years more combined. How do you do that? You got to stay motivated. You think it's easy? It's not easy. Think it's easy getting up every single day going, doing whatever you do? No. But you do it in other aspects of your life. You have a child. You feed your child every day, right? Spend time with your child.
Yep.
Do the right thing. This is about you, people. You got to look at yourself. Motivate yourself. If you're not motivated, then find ways to get motivated. And seek help. There's a lot of people out there. Find a friend. That's a good way to do it.
I get a life coach if you can afford one.
Definitely get a life coach. Speaking of life coaches, oh, wow, nice segue there, Troy. Tomorrow is going to talk about that. Life coach, she was here before, Jennifer Gaynor-Yaker. She's a life coach, relationship expert. We're going to have her as a co-host, guest co-host tomorrow. She was on the show back in September like you were, Troy. But check it out. You guys want to tune in. We're going to be talking all sorts of crazy dating stuff and probably taking some calls as well. So, but definitely, if you need a life coach, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yep.
Anything that you can, if you can afford it, but take it upon yourself to stay motivated. You got to rock it out. This is key. Now we're coming into the, you know, October.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's lots November. Of temptation.
Lots of temptation.
Towards
lots of
the
parties.
End of year. With everything, not only just with food, but with spending. You know, they're talking about this whole Black Friday thing and all of that. And people are getting very conscious about spend. So, you know, you need to check yourself with all of the temptation around at the moment.
You definitely need to to do that. And did you notice we didn't give out the Get Your Shit Together award?
Yes, I've noticed.
Yeah, you're what's going on with that?
What's going on with that?
Well, I'm not sure what was going on with that.
You didn't find one?
I didn't find, there was the NFL guy. You know, last, what I did Friday was the kids in Burbank. You weren't here Friday, but there's a bunch of kids that were polluting, littering in the streets, noise, right. Nonsense. But this one I didn't feel strongly about anybody in particular. But if there's anything in your life that you need to work on to get your shit together in a little component, let's give it to you, the listener. Find something in your life in a good way that you can improve upon. Doesn't matter. It could be the way you talk to people. Could be the way you treat your wife. Could be the way you treat your child. Right,
Troy?
The way
you treat your husband.
Way you treat your husband.
Yes.
Think about it, people.
Yes.
Find something in your life for you to get your shit together with. Take it a little challenge. Make it a positive, and say, I'm going to improve upon that. And guess what? You can do it in a blink of an eye, a day.
Yeah, because maybe your wife has been asking you to do something over and over again, weeks and weeks, and it's just a simple thing, but you just keep ignoring it. Why don't you just go home and do it today?
Do it today. And another thing you got to be thinking about, especially with the holidays coming up. Well, Halloween, be careful this week. I mean, we'll talk more about that as we get closer, because there's a lot of crazies that go out. You know, back in my day, we used to have mischief night.
Mischief night. Of course you would. You've got a capital M written all over you.
All over.
My God.
Mischief night.
I asked my nephew.
I have a 14-year-old nephew. Give a shout out. It's birthday. Happy birthday. And I asked him, I said, you go out? He goes, no, we don't get dressed up. I said, well, do you go out the night before? He's like, no.
Oh,
I said, okay,
gosh.
Good. I go, the night before, we used to throw toilet paper rolls. We used to soap up windows.
Richie,
it was a big night.
Rich.
Come on, Troy.
Terrible.
What are you talking about? We were rocking
it back
in the day.
Oh,
we just hang around. But no, be careful out there, especially in a busy week this week. But again, going into the holidays, you got to get yourself, find the motivation for the workouts, keep it lean and mean. Yeah. And like I said, find something. We're giving it to you today. Get Your Shit Together Award, the entire universe, everybody, doesn't matter what it is, but make it a positive.
Yeah.
And treat people with respect.
Yes.
That's another thing. You know, that's the underlying basis. All this talk about health and fitness and diet and all that nonsense. It's all kind of like, when you think about it, for people who aren't into it, it's nonsense. But for people who are into it, we see what it does. It's a self-respect thing. So
yeah.
Do it. Make it easy. And don't be piling on that weight come the holidays.
No.
Because it's right upon us. So what about you, Troy? Do you take the baby out for dance? He's too small. Right?
This will be the first year that I will, actually. Oh. Because they have a big thing going on in the mall over there. And then also in my neighborhood, we have...
This mall right here?
Yeah.
Oh,
They're going to have it all decked out, Halloween and stations, trick or treat and stuff. So you know it's safe. It's in a mall. But also in the neighborhood, we have Boney Island, which is that crazy Halloween house. You know, so I'll go around there and just take him in just to have a look, you know, and he's going to dress up as Superboy.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but I'm not taking him door to door trick or treating because he can't even speak yet.
No, he can't even speak.
So
you don't want to be doing that. But hey, have some fun. I mean, that's going to be fun with the baby.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a craft day. We'll do some crafts. And
way to be a great
fun.
Mom, Troy.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You got it. Pretty cool show for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, go check out that flick. Yeah, anything else, Troy? We're going to wrap it up.
No, I just, you know, practice a random act of kindness.
Oh, I like that. While you're getting your shit together, practice a random act of kindness.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Something simple. Even if it's a dollar, giving someone a dollar on the street.
Yeah, or checking on an elderly neighbor.
Do it. No, you got to do that. Be kind. It's a time to be kind. Well, there you go. Yeah, really enjoyed it today. So check it out in the archives. LATalkRadio.com/TolaTalks. You want to check out those rich picks. Yeah, and I think Jenna's going to be posting those on Facebook when we do some flashbacks. So check out richtola.com. Have some more information there. And remember, guys, dreams do come true. And I'm Rich Tola, but hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.